Be'ezrus Hashem, mitzvahs kiddush hachoydesh, shir aleph. Hachoydesh hazeh lochem roish chodoshim, the erish, the mitzvah that was given to Klal Yisrael, as a hakdama to all the mitzvahs. The first mitzvah is the inyan of hachoydesh hazeh lochem, which avada represents the idea that the yoreach gets smaller, but then again gets bigger again. And it's a representative of Klal Yisrael, and it's going to be the kvias for Rosh Chodesh and all the Moyadim is totally in this Rosh Chodesh. Shabbos, Lamashal, the Gemara says, is kvi v'kaimi. And that's why by Shabbos on davening we say Mekadesh HaShabbos. But by Rosh Chodesh we say, and by the Yomim Toivim, Mekadesh Yisroel v'azmanim. Because it's Klal Yisroel that's given the kvias of Shtelling of Ekta Chadoshim. Now the emes is, a hakdama, a little bit, we know that a Chodesh of Yoreach is 29 days, 12 hours, and 793 chalokim. Chalokim means that there's 1,080 chalokim in an hour. And the reason why we're breaking up the hour dafka into 1,080 chalokim and not the 60 or 20 or 172, where did we get the number 1,080? Is because be'emes, since a chodesh is exactly 29 days, 12 hours, and 793,080ths, be'emes is it's a touch more than 44 minutes. 793 chalokim is 44 minutes and one chalik. So they could have just said 29 days, 12 hours, and 44 minutes. But then it wouldn't be exact. It would be off by one chalik. To be exact, the lowest fraction would be 793 over 1,080. The emes is al pisoid, 1,080 is a big number in Kabbalah, legabi, the tzirufim of Shemes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tough, reish pei is a greater number. But al kuponim, a chaylish is 29 days, 12 hours and 44 minutes and one chelik. And that's the emes what we say when we say the moilad. The moilad, every month, avada is noilad, exactly precision, 29 days, 12 hours, and 793 chalokim. Since 793 chalokim is 44 minutes and one chelik, so you'll notice if you listen when they announce the moilad, every month it goes always one more chelik. If they announce it with minutes, it's always going to jump one chelik, because that's the shinoi from month to month. We know that there's a lunar year which has 12 months of Yoreach, which is 354 days, 8 hours, and 876 chalokim. But then there's a solar year. A solar year has 11 more days. Now here's what's interesting. By the Goyim, when they go with the solar year is 365 days, they also break it up into 12 months. Do you realize that there's no significance to breaking up a solar year into 12 months? You can equally break it up into sections of 20 days apiece, or 25 days apiece, or 42 days apiece. There's no significance to the musig of a month. The ikkar is that the year about it, there's a cycle of the sun, it's 365, and for convenience, they broke it into 12 sections. And some one day is 28, 29, February, then the other ones are 30 or 31. There's no significance to those months. On the other hand, if you go with a lunar cheshbon, and the Muslims go with a lunar cheshbon only, and they have every single month is 29 days, 12 hours, 793 chalokim, but then they have the discrepancy of the 11 days, and that's why their chagis are sometimes in the winter and sometimes in the summer. By Klal Yisrael, it was Neschadish Shomoyer Eschoydish Aviv to make a shiluv, a mix of using lunar months, which are real months, but also cheshboning it in based on the solar year. And the way to work that out is that in a cycle of 19 years, 7 out of those 19 years, we make an extra month, and it's a remez of a phone number. The cycle of the 19 years is 332, 3332, and that's the cheshbon of working out that the lunar year should stim with the lunar month should stim with the solar year. Now, be'emes, why can't we just say that every 29 days, 12 hours, and 793 chalokim should be a new month? What's the inyan that we have to sometimes make the chadoshim, some are mole and some are chaser, some are 29 days and some are 30 days? Let every month takabi, when the moilid vetzai, that's when the new month enters. And kemoikein, legabi the years. So in order that there should be precision, why don't we just add 11 days at the end of every year and say, oh, 11 days, and then we'll start the new year. Is the emes that there's a Gemara in Megillah Daf Hei, fascinating Zach. Zok the Gemara, Minayin she'ein moinin yomim l'shonim, shenemar l'chot she'hashonah. Chodshim atamoyin l'shonim. The ain atamoyin yomim l'shonim. Years are broken into segments of months, not days. And similarly, minayin she'ein mechashven sho'is l'chadoshim, she'nemar oyit chodesh yomim. A chodesh is made out of days, not hours. Technically, if a chodesh would be able to be made out of not just days, but also hours, it wouldn't be necessary for some of the chadoshim to be choser or some to be mole. Fakert, exactly precision at 2 o'clock and 2:32 and 7 o'clock and whatever, when they announce the moilet, that's when it would enter the new month. No state alfusa ain moin in shois lechadoshim. Kamoikin, the Gemara is bavarning that ain moin in yomim lishonim. If there would be moin in yomim lishonim, it wouldn't be necessary to make an ibriyar. We would just at the end of each year add 11 days. It's interesting, it would be a pella if you would just add 11 days, then Rosh Chodesh Nissan wouldn't be at the beginning of a month. Right? You finally finish the year, it's the end of Adar, but you know there's an 11-day discrepancy, so you say, okay, freeze 11 days, this is going to be the 11 limbo days to be Mashlim, the Shomer, Eschai, the Shavav. And then what? And then it's going to be Aleph Nisan, the moon is already growing. But the Gemara speaks out such a Havamina, that there would be a Musig of Moinin Yomim Lishonim, and Moinin Shois L'Chadoshim. But the emesis we know not. The emesis we know that Chadoshim are only made out of days, and that's why the system is that we'll make some of them Moli and some of them Chaser. And Shonim are only made out of months. And therefore we do the 7 out of 19 years and add another month into the year. Now the emes is, to be kodeh b'chodesh, avad chazal nu al pi cheshboin, exactly when the moilet is, and then when it's mat'im to make a chodesh mole or a chodesh chaser. But it's necessary also for kiddush ha-chodesh. You have to be makabel edus, and then you have to be makadesh the chodesh. And if you're not makadesh the chodesh, then it's not going to be Rosh Chodesh. There's a ritva in Chulin Daf Kuf Aleph that's mavur that if you're not mekadosh the chodesh, then there won't be moyadim either. If you're not mekadosh the chodesh with bezdin of smuchin, then it's not chal Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur moyadim. It's not chal. You need first the kedushas chodesh. What's takip shat bezman hazeh? Where is our kedushas chodesh? The teretz is that in the year 358, Dalet Aleph and Kuf Yud Ches, it's be'erich a little bit after the tkuf of Abaye v'Rava, came Hillel, and he was Mekadosh, he was a Somuch, and he was Mekadosh, L'doiris, Ad Gvias Goyal, he was Kaveya, a Kvias of Kiddush, HaChoydesh, and our Chadoshim are established in a Luach, based on the Cheshbon that they knew, to Shtelevek, which Chadoshim are Mole, and which are Chaser, v'chule. Now in those days they were Mekadosh al Piri'iyah, which means that even if the Bezdin, Lamashul, knows, and they did know, and that's important to realize. They knew whether it's supposed to be a chaser or a mole. But if they knew, let's say, Lamashal, you have a chodesh that's that the 29 days, 12 hours, and 793 halakim is ending somewhere there between Tuesday and Wednesday. And now, because we know chadoshim can't have hours, you have to decide if this is going to be a chodesh mole or a chodesh chaser. You have to decide if the yom lamed, Tuesday, let's say, Lamashal, Tuesday is the yom lamed of the chodesh. Is this going to talk to be lamed l'chodesh? And only Revi, Wednesday, is going to become Aleph of the next Chodesh? Or no, it should be a Chodesh Chaser. Now, Bezdin knew the Cheshbon. They knew what it was really supposed to be. But they wouldn't be able to do it based on their Yediyas HaCheshbon alone. It would also, they would wait for Edom. They would wait in the Bezdin for Edom to come. And when the Edom would come, they would be Mekadosh the Chodesh based on the Edos. It's Mavur in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Yud Aleph, and also in Brachas Daf Samach Gimel, that Kiddush HaChodesh and who had an Ibr Shonim, decision making, and maybe even the Cheshboinus, working out the Cheshboinus, like some Shonim, even the Cheshboinus, and certainly the actual being Kaveya the Chodesh and the Shonim Uberes could only be done in Eretz Yisrael. Now it's interesting, there's a stira in the Gemara in Brachas, learns it out from the Pasuk, Ki Mitzioim Teitzei Torah, Udvar Hashem Yerushalayim. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Yir Aleph learns it out from the pasuk Leshichnoi Sidrushu Uvosa Shoma. The Marsha and the other Achroinim already deal why is the spirit why it's necessary to psukim. But Akaponim, you have these two psukim Leshichnoi Sidrushu Uvosa Shoma, and also Kimitzian Teitzei Torah Udvar Hashem Yerushalayim, that the Cheshboinus and the Kiddush HaChodesh and the Ibr Shonim should only be done in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara brings in Brachas a story of Hananiah ben Achi Rav Yeshua, who was a very big person. And he was being ma'abr the Shonim and being makadosh chadoshim in Chutz Laretz. And the Gemara in Brachas over there, Samach Gimel, brings that the Gedolim in Eretz Yisrael felt that he's wrong, that he's not the one that's supposed to do it, because it's supposed to be done daf in Eretz Yisrael. So they sent two shluchim to him. The Gemara brings that they sent Rav Yossi ben Kippur and ben Benoyev Zachariah ben Kvutel. The truth is, in the Yerushalmi, they bring in Sanhedrin brings this story also, when there's a few different shinuyim. It says over there different shluchim that came, and first they sent him mechubedika letters, but then finally they saw he wasn't listening, they sent him a nasty letter. And they even said, they were teasing him and saying, Eila moya de Hashem, according to you it's Eila moya de Hananiah. And Kimi Tzion Teitzei Teira, Udvar Hashem Yerushalayim, you're doing Kimi Bubel Teitzei Teira, Udvar Hashem in Har Pekoid. And they were attacking him that it's not Pasha, that he's the one that's supposed to be doing it. It has to be done Dafkin Eretz Yisroel. So he answered them back, Hananiah ben Achi Rabbi Yeshua, was haste? Rabbi Kiva was Ma'aber Shonim and Mekadosh Chadoshim in Chutz Loretz. So they told him no. Hanachla Rabbi Kiva Shulahi Niach Kamoisai Ba'eretz Yisroel. And that's an idea that the Gemara brings that Zayin Brachis there, Zayin Sanhedrin. That yes, it needs to be done in Eretz Yisrael, but if the Gadol Hador, the Gadol Hador is in Chutz Loretz, V'lo Himiach Kamoisei Eretz Yisrael, then it's done in Chutz Loretz. Ken Zayin, it's Dafke done in Chutz Loretz, some Rachorim and hold, not in Eretz Yisrael. But if it's Himiach Kamoisei in Eretz Yisrael, not even bigger than it, but if Shovet Him is in Eretz Yisrael, then it has to be done in Eretz Yisrael. So Akoponim Chananya Ben Achi Rabbi Yeshua, he said, "Vos says Rabbi Kiva did it. He's V'lo Himiach Kamoisei." So they told him, "You're right." Ober Gidim. Nasu Tiyoshim. They were telling him, Taka, when you left and went down to Chutz Loretz here, at that point you were Taka Gadol Hador, but you don't realize some of the Gedolim were close to your Madrega, Taka Shtaig Dois, and now they're equal or greater than you, and therefore you're not the one that's supposed to be doing it. Because there's a concept of Gadol, Shalai Yiniach Kamoisei Be'eretz Yisroel. The Achrayim explain what it means, this Maila of Gadol, Shalai Yiniach Kamoisei Be'eretz Yisroel. Machshava, because Eretz Yisrael is Mekasher, Gans Klal Yisrael, and therefore it's as if when it's done in Eretz Yisrael, it's as if Gans Klal Yisrael is doing it. Similarly, the Gadol Hador represents that idea. But only Mamash if it's like Niach Kamoisei. And like we said, Taka, Rabbi Kiva was Ma'aber Shonim ben Ardo and Boga. And the reason is because it was like Niach Kamoisei of Eretz Yisrael. Tosis over there asks, though, he brings another Gemara that it says, Rabbi Chiya ben Zanuka and Rabbi Shimon ben Yitzadok were Ma'aber the Shonim in Asya. And he brings a diyuk from the Gemara Baba Basra that Asya was in Chutz Loretz. How could they? They weren't the Gedolim. I might say there's two Asiyas. Could be that this was an Asya that wasn't Eretz Yisrael. But Tosfos over there says maybe they only did the Cheshbonis. Maybe they didn't actually do the Kviyas HaKodesh. They only made the Cheshbonis of whether it's appropriate or not. And maybe the Cheshbonis, Akoponim B'Dievet, the Cheshbonis can be done in Chutz Loretz. The Rambam also was Ketzas Meduyuk. He starts off saying the Rambam in the Kiddush HaKodesh, Perak Aleph, Halacha Ches. Ein mechashvin, ve'ein koivin, ve'ein ma'abrin, meaning even the cheshvin you don't do, and only in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz Loretz. But later, when he fears ice and he says, you really can't, he says, therefore, if there's not a God Lador, how is it osur lekvoya? He already doesn't say it's osur to be mechashvin. The Menachas Chinuch wants to be medai, because maybe the cheshvin, the dievet, could be done in Chutz Loretz. But then Tosis brings, b'shem di Rishalmi, that who adin, let's say this taka, a godol in Chutz Loretz, but there are greater gedolim in Eretz Yisrael. But for whatever reason, there's an oinus, and it can't be done in Eretz Yisrael. If it can't be done in Eretz Yisrael, then the Gadol, who's not the biggest Gadol, but Gan's fine, could also do it in Chutz Loretz. The Yerushalmi, though, brings a raya, because Yirmiyah was Ma'aber Shonim in Bavel, and Yecheskel and Baruch Ben Eriya. They bring a raya from Yirmiyah and Yecheskel that are able to do it in Chutz Loretz. So the emphasis is a pella. Yirmiyah. You have to know. They must tell me, where the Gedolei Hador? But the Menachas Chinuch has another kasha. Yirmiyah is in the time of Golus Bavel. For the Menachas Chinuch, the whole mile of Eretz Yisrael is because of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Golus Bavel is talking about after Churban Bayis Rishon. And according to the way we paskin, Kedusha Rishonah Kitcha L'Shaita V'Loi L'Asad Lovi. The Kedusha Rishoyna was only Chal L'Shaitoi, and when they went to Golus Bavel, the Kedusha was Poka. It was reinstated by the second Beis HaMikdash, and could be after the second Beis HaMikdash, Kedusha is blibes L'Oilam. And that's why Hananya of Rabbi Yeshua, who was there after the Churban Bayis Sheni, had an issue that needs to be Eretz Yisrael. But in the Tkufa of Golus Bavel, where the Kedusha was L'Shaitoi, but L'Oilam said Lovi, so you don't have the Mile of Kedusha Eretz Yisrael, L'Choyra, then you should be able to be Mekadosh even in Chutz Loretz. So what's the raya from Yirmiyah and Yecheskel to this idea that if there's an oinus, you're allowed to do it in Chutz Loretz? Maybe really, in a time when this Kedusha is Eretz Yisrael, it must be done in Eretz Yisrael, unless it's Mamish V'God L'Ador, and then that's it. Over here by Yirmiyah, it was not Kedusha. So Lamaisa, the Menachas Chinuch answer is fascinating. He says there's two different sugyas. There's Kedusha's Eretz Yisrael, and there's Kedusha's Yerushalayim. And he brings raya's that he talks about in other places. It's a big raid. That kedusha rishoyna, kitchel the shayt of aloy lasid love, he means lagabi kedushas trumas and maisras. Kedushas eretz yisrael was paka during galus bavel, but kedushas yerushalayim wasn't. And zoktim and cheschenach, this din of kimitzian teitzei toira udvar Hashem in Yerushalayim l'shichnei sidru shuvas hashama is a din. It's totally in Yerushalayim. There's even a shayla b'emes in the achrayim if the kiddush must be done mamish in Yerushalayim or anywhere in Ezor Yehuda. The lashon of the Gemara is Yehuda, not in Golol. So the achrayim asks, why dafki Yehuda? Yehuda is a great place. Say dafki Yerushalayim. B'cholatim, he says, since it's totally in kiddushas Yerushalayim, in Golos bubble time, kiddushas Yerayim was still betoikvay. Only the kiddushas Eretz Yisrael went off. And therefore, the Yerushalmi correctly brings a raya. You see, Yirmiyahu was able to do it, even though it was a chutz laretz. There's an interesting diak. Toichat Varam, when the Menaches Chinuch was handling the Shaila, and he said, what's the raya from Yirmiyahu? Yirmiyahu was in the times of Golus Bavel. When there's no Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, then Zichra can be done a chutz laretz. So Toichat Varam, he says, the haraya, Avad Moshe Rabbeinu was Ma'abar Shonim and Mekadesh Chadoshim during the Arboim Shonim in the Midbar. That's what he says. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu Avada was Ma'abar Shomim. Must be, because it's no Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. It's a pella from so many reasons. First of all, Moshe Rabbeinu was Godol Ador. The Lohi Niach Kamoisai Avada. And Bechlal, in Moshe Rabbeinu's times, there was no Yidin in Eretz Yisrael at all. And Bechlal, it's interesting, Rabbeinu Bechaya brings in Parshas Boy that at the 40 years in the Midbar, there was an Anane Kovid. And they did not see, they were living in the clouds, they did not see the Shemesh and the Ureach and the Mazolis, and there was no Eidus HaChoydesh. They were Koyveh and the Chadoshim al Picheshbin, but there was no Indian of Kviyas HaChoydesh. So Bechlal, in the 40 years of the Midbar, it's not Pashit, unless you'll say, his issue is, how did Moshe Rabbeinu make the Cheshboinus? He said, even the Cheshboinus can't be done on Chutz Laretz. And then there's another interesting idea. There's a Pirkei de Rabbi Lezer that brings down that Yankev Avinu was in Golos, he was in Chutz Laretz, and he wanted to be Ma'arvei Shonim. And the Abrahamic told him, you can't, because Yitzchok is in Eretz Yisrael, meaning you're not even a Gadol Shalahiliach Kamoisai, because Yitzchok is in Eretz Yisrael. Here we're talking about before Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. You see that even in times of the Avos, there's already a mile of Eretz Yisrael, and Yalkama that Ibar Hashonim needs Eretz Yisrael. You see, by Yankov there was a Kpeda. Yankov can't do it in Chutz Laretz. He niach Gadol Kamoisai. Nah, he left Yitzchak. Bechlal, we know the Ovis kept Kol HaTorah Kula, and according to the Ramban, and Parshas told us that was only in Eretz Yisrael. He comes to answer how Yaakov married two sisters, and all of that raid. It's not for now, but Al Kaponim, they say, Dafkin Eretz Yisrael. So you see, there's a mile of Eretz Yisrael there also. Meidach Yisa, Moshe Rabbeinu was Ma'abar Hashonim in Chutz Laretz. And also, Yirmiyah, Yecheskel, they were Ma'abed Hashanim in Chutz Laretz. Now to go already the emes into the Etzim Cheshboinus of Eidus HaChoydesh. Boifin Kal, to Stelovek some of the basics. You have to know when the Bezdin is sitting, and they're going to have a dilemma now, let's say if Tuesday or Wednesday is Rosh Chodesh. A classic, let's pick as a dogma. Tuesday is the Lamed LaChoydesh. Tuesday could either be the 30th of the previous month, and then Wednesday will be the Aleph LaChoydesh Abba. Or no, we'll make it a Chodesh Chaser. Now, the Bezdin knows the truth. That's what you have to work out. There's a mix now between the Eidus and the Bezdin. The Bezdin knows the truth. And if Bezdin knows that the Emes is supposed to be a Chaser, they really want to make it a Chaser, but they can't yet. They have to wait and sit. And they sit the whole Tuesday and they wait in Bezdin. And they wait for Eidim to come in and say Eidus HaChodesh. And if Eidim come in, that they takasur the Moilad, then the Makadish, the Chodesh, and they make Yom Shlishi already. They make Tuesday already Rosh Chodesh. And right away, if it's late in the day, they have to quickly go bring Karbonis of Rosh Chodesh. And they shtelavek that Tuesday is Taka Aleph LaChodesh. That's what they shtelavek. Now, if Bezdin is waiting and waiting and waiting, and the whole Tuesday passes, and they know the truth that it's supposed to be a Chaser, but no Eidim show up, or they're Choyker the Eidim and it doesn't work out, the Eidim are not in the Skabel, so then they're going to make it a Moly. Because there was no Eidus. And Yediyah is not enough. You need the Eidus. And that's basic Nakuda over here. Bezdin knows the truth, Al Pi Cheshboinim, that it's supposed to be a Chaser. But if Eidim didn't come, we're not going to be Makabel. And we're going to make it a Mole. On the other hand, and this is L'choyra, the most Rishoinim, if Bezdin knows that it's really supposed to be a Mole, then they don't sit and wait around on Tuesday. There's no reason to. If Eidim will come in, Bezdin will throw them out and say, you're shakronim, you didn't see it. So then Bezdin Taka doesn't wait. And there's no inyan for Bezdin to be makabel Eidus then, and they push it, know it's going to be a Moly. Meaning, when Bezdin knows that it's supposed to be a Choser, It could still sometimes become a mole if by default Edom didn't come. But if Bezdin knows it's supposed to be a mole, so then there's nothing to wait for. Now the Minchas Chinuch has an interesting kasha. Even when it's supposed to be a mole, why isn't there a mitzvah to wait on day 31, on Wednesday, to Edom to come? Even though you know that's what's supposed to be, but why isn't there a din? Let the Edom come in and say that they saw the Levon, and then taka b'kaveh that it's a mole. So he says that you don't have to do, because it's anan sahadi, famous concept. The Ran in Gittin, Lagabi Eidei Chasima Karti, and other sages, Rav Moshe Feinstein's tshuva about stam cholov. Cholov stam is based on this concept of anan sahadi. He says on day 31, there's an anan sahadi of it. But again, we have a matzah that it could be a chaydash male or a chaydash chaser, but we're differentiating. Chaser could be when they know it's supposed to be chaser, and they makabel the edus, and they make it a chaydash chaser. Male could be on two scenarios. It could be because they knew it's supposed to be a male, they knew the male was not till later on, and they're going to make it a male. Or it could be they knew it was supposed to be a chaser, but since Edom didn't come, so then we don't do it. But then there's something else. There's something called kiddush hachaydash. Rosh Bezdin Oymer Mekudish, V'chol Ha'om Oynan Acharov Mekudish Mekudish. And I want to explain a little bit what this Kiddush HaChodesh is. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Dalet, and also in Sanhedrin Daf Yud, brings a four-way Machloikas Tanoim. When do we do Kiddush HaChodesh? When do we do this process of Rosh Bezdin Oymer Mekudish, V'chol Ha'om Oynan Acharov Mekudish Mekudish? The Tanakhama says, over there in the Mishnah, Bein Shenira Bezmani, Bein Shaloi Nira Bezmani, Mekadshin Oysay. There's always a din of Kiddush HaChodesh. Say if you're making it a mole, say if you're making it a chaser, you always say Kiddush HaChodesh. Plimoi is a Tana. Plimoi argues, he says no. If it's Bezmani, if it's a chaser, you're not Mekadosh it. Only if it's a Shaloi Bezmani, you're making it a mole, then you have to go through this process of saying Kiddush. I'll tell you an interesting Kiddush. There are some Achronim that say that Plimoi's din, that you only do it on a mole. If Bezdin knew it was supposed to be a mole, then even by a mole, you don't have to do Kiddush HaChodesh. It's referring specifically to a case when Bezdin really knew it was supposed to be a chaser. And because Edom didn't come, so we have to really shtel evek that we're changing the system and making it a mole, then you need Kiddush. Rabbi Elazar Bar Shimon is a third time, he says we never do Kiddush, only Mekadosh Shonim, not Chadoshim. And Rabbi Elazar Ben Tzadok says, when it's Bizmani, then you Mekadosh it. But if it's Shaloi Bizmani, if it's a mole, then anyways, Kvar Kiddushu Shamayim. Now, this Nakud of Kiddush HaChodesh, the Minchas Chinuch says a very interesting Kiddush. Pashtus, he's being choylik on Rabbi Yonis Naibishitz, but he says, everyone's moida that Sai by a mole, Sai by a chaser, Bezdin is koiveya. And they announce in the koiveya that it's a mole or a chaser. We're talking about something else, a bazundur din of Kiddush. And this Kiddush is a machloik, is when you do it only by a bizmani, only by a loy bizmani, by both, by neither. An interesting Nakud of the Achroinim Taich Shop. What is this Kiddush HaChodesh? It could be it's not being just koiveya the month. It's Kiddush of the Rosh Chodesh. The same way Shabbos is a din of Kiddush. You have to make Kiddush, you have to be Mekadosh the year. There are those that say by Shemitah also, you're supposed to be Mekadosh the Shemitah. You say you have in mind the Kiddush of Leil Rosh Hashanah, that you be Mekadosh Shemitah. There's a din also to be Mekadosh Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh has Kiddusha. Rosh Chodesh has Karbonis, has special dinim. Metchila was supposed to be a Shemalacha. The Kiddush of Rosh Chodesh, we know the Ritva says if you're not Mekadosh the Rosh Chodesh, the other Moedim aren't going to have their Kiddusha either. So it could be that this Kiddush HaChodesh is not Sam for the Kivias of the Dover, it's being Mekadosh Rosh Chodesh. There's a big arichas in the Achroinim about this Nakudah. Now, we still have back the idea of a Chodesh Mole and a Chodesh Chaser. And of course, one last time, a Chodesh that the Bezdin knows is supposed to be Mole is never going to turn into Chaser. Because if Edom come in and want to be made such a thing, they'll throw them out. A chaydash that's supposed to be chaser, according to the idea of the cheshbonis, can by default turn into a mole if Edom don't show up. Now, the Minchas Chinuch has a big arichas here about the famous Shitas HaRambam. We'll go into some of the ikrei nekudos of it. The Rambam's Shita in Hilchas Kiddush HaChodesh, Perek Gimel, Halacha Tesvav and onwards, the Rambam's Shita is Mekachin es HaChodesh LeMafreya. And simply said, let's talk about a Chodesh that again, it's not sure if Tuesday or Wednesday should be Rosh Chodesh. And of course, I'm going in the Rambam here that Bezdin knows it was really supposed to be Tuesday. Because if Bezdin knows it's really supposed to be Wednesday, Edom that are going to come in and say that it's Tuesday are going to get thrown out. But in a case when Bezdin knew al pi cheshbonim that it was supposed to be Tuesday, it was supposed to be a Chodesh Choser. Tuesday, the 30th day, was already supposed to be turned into Aleph of the next Chodesh. And Edom didn't show up. The entire day the Edom didn't show up. The Pashtus, it's a done deal. Tomorrow we're going to make it into a Chodesh Moed. The Rambam holds Nishtazai. The Rambam holds even if a few days later, 5, 10, 20 days later, till the end of the month. You can't do it 10 years later, but till the end of the month. If Edom will come in, we'll change the system and be Makadish the Chodesh Lemafreya. I'm worried the Gazaf, right? Tuesday was supposed to be, according to the Cheshbonis, already Aleph L'Chodesh. No one showed up. So they waited, and now Wednesday, they said, okay, Wednesday is Aleph L'Chodesh. And onwards, and Al-Pi Cheshbonis, when Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot is. Edom can show up 5, 10, 20 days later and tell us, no, we finally showed up, we were delayed. We saw the Yireach, we saw the Moed, it's supposed to be Tuesday. Bezdin will be Makadish the Chodesh L'Mafreya. The repercussions of this Rambam are many, but the Etzem idea that Kiddush HaChodesh could be L'Mafreya. The Menachas Chinuch Ba'arichus goes through over here various revochim from various Gemaras that can be understood based on this Rambam. One example, he brings the story of Levi. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Levi showed up to Bavel. Levi showed up to Bavel and he sees that everyone's eating. And Levi comes and tells him, oh, you're eating because it's Yud Aleph Tishrei. You fasted yesterday. You're wrong. I just came quickly now from Eretz Yisrael. I saw that the Beis Din was planning to make it a chaser. And therefore, it's one day before. So the Gemara says, Beseder, so why didn't they stop eating right then and accept Levi's Eidus? So the Gemara says, because he wasn't there when they said Mekudesh. Vaziz, but he saw that that was the process, that was going to be. And the Achrayim deal with it, Pshat and the Gemara there. But according to the Rambam, the Pshat is Levi says, I don't know. Maybe they'll be Mekadesh et Lemafreya. I don't know. Maybe Taka Edom came afterwards and it could be Mekadesh et Lemafreya. The Briskarov says an interesting diak. The Pasuk says by Shavuos, Atzeres is be'etzem hayoyim hazeh. See, he says only Shavuos is be'etzem hayoyim hazeh. Because Shavuos is already 50 days after Pesach. There's no chashash that maybe there's going to be retracted from the middle of the month. But the truth is when you're going through Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur or Sukkot, the em is there's that small chance that it's not be'etzem hayoyim hazeh. Because maybe there'll be mekabel, kiddush achodesh lemafreya, and you'll find out that when you thought Rosh Hashanah was Aleph, it was really still Lamed of the previous month. And Yom Kippur, it's really the day before. And it's not the Etzem Hayom Hazeh. Shavuos is Avada, the Etzem Hayom Hazeh. Because Yinam Zon, and it's Meduyik in the Rambam Hazoi, that Kiddush L'Mafreya could only be up till the end of the month, not beyond that. One of the main kashas that the Minchas Chinuch deals with on Kiddush HaChodesh L'Mafreya is that the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah that there was one time that they saw that the Edom showed up very late. Again, it was a classic end of Chodesh Elul, that it was a Shiloh, Tuesday or Wednesday should be Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Hashanah. And it was late in the day on Tuesday, and the Edom first showed up very late in the day. And Al-Pidin, who cares, it's before Shkia, it's Tuesday still, be Makabal the Edus and make it a Chaser. Again, Beis Din knows that it's supposed to be a Chaser L'Chaira, and be Makabal the Edus. So the Gemara says, no, but then they made a Kilkel in the Shir. They got messed up when the Shir Shal Yoim, it should be Shal Rosh Hashanah, or for a weekday. The Emes says they messed up on the Karbonis also, Tosis asks over there. But the Gemara says, Niskalku Alevim Bashir, so they made a Takana. We're not accepting Edus only till early of Mincha. Late in the day, we're not going to be accepting. A wunder. The Rambam holds you could even accept the Edom 2, 3, 10 days later. What are you telling me? You can't be Makalka, Levian Bashir, you can't be Makabal the Edus at the end of the day. The Tzlach already asks the Kasha. And the Tzlach says, Avada, boy bayoin, late in the day, we can't accept. And it's because it's a milsa, the Shricha, they'll come late and mess things up. But a milsa the Shricha, that Edom will show up first a few days later, on that they would have a geyser, and yes, you could be Makadish the Chayyus, my friend. But the Melchis Chinuch goes a step right, and he says he doesn't understand it. You're going to have Edom coming in on Chof Tishrei, and telling you that it's really only, that it's on Chof Tishrei. And the day off, Rosh Hashanah was off, Yom Kippur was off. Are you talking? They ate on Yom Kippur, they fasted the day after. It's extinguished from Allah's item. The Minchas Chinuch wants the two of Vort in the Rambam sheet of Kiddush HaChodesh L'Mafreya. He says, it changes only later in the month. When they were living in this month, thinking that it's a Malay, let's do our Tuesday, Wednesday system over here. Since Rosh Chodesh was supposed to be on Tuesday, Rosh Hashanah was supposed to be Tuesday, but no Edom showed up. So he said, okay, no one showed up. We're making it a Moleh. Rosh Hashanah is on Wednesday first. Yom Kippur will first, and this Cheshbon doesn't work out just like this, but Yom Kippur will be Friday. And it's true. When they handled Rosh Hashanah on Wednesday, it was true. That was the Emes Aleph Tishrei. 10 days later, when it was Yom Kippur on a Friday, it was Yud Tishrei, it was true. We're not going to change that L'Mafreya. But finally, Chav, hey, Tishri, when the Edom show up and now we're retracting, we're Pasha just going to skip a day and jump a day. But we're not going to retract. It's Mikanu Lahaba L'mafreya. It's not L'mafreya. Rosh Hashanah B'Shaiti, when they did it, it was Takah the right day. Yom Kippur, when they did it, it was Takah the right day. Afterwards, we're going to do an Akira B'Negeya Mikanu Lahaba till the end of the month. But we're not going to re-affect the month from before. The Emes says, that's the Chiddush of Ibn Cheskhenef. Other Rachmanim go differently, and they take a handle. How would you work out Sfiras Ha'omer like the Rambam when you're making a retraction? What would be with Neres Chanukah? What would be with various other things if you're going to do a Kiddush HaChodesh L'mafreya? One of the basic differences between the Rambam and Kiddush HaChodesh L'mafreya and the other Rishonim is Klapi when it's a Shail of Shabbos. We know the Gemara says that if the Edom see the Moilad on Shabbos, they're supposed to come and be Machal Shabbos. So again, let's switch the days now. We have an issue here. If Shabbos is supposed to already be Aleph of the new Chodesh, or Sunday is going to be Aleph of the new Chodesh. So the Gemara, it's Kedai to be Machal Shabbos. Why? So the Gemara says it's Kedai to be Machal Shabbos because the Edom have to run and quickly be Maidia for the next 12 days, or 14 days, till they're going to get till Pesach, or Sukkot, to let them know. And it's Kedai to be Machal Shabbos, the Edom could run out right away Moitzah Shabbos. Now She'enke, if you're not going to let them be Machal Shabbos, no. So like the Rambam, the Pshat in this Gemara is, let's say you wouldn't be Machal Shabbos, and you would tell the Edom, sorry, no Chil Shabbos allowed. But then Avada, when they're going to show up on Sunday, we're going to be Makadosh L'mafreya, invite them to make Shabbos the Rosh Chodesh. Then the problem is that the Edom have less time now to run. Mash'enke like Rashi, and Tosis, the Rishonim, but don't go like the Rambam. If you're going to tell them that they can't be Machal Shabbos, the issue is not that the Shluchim can't run. The issue is that when they're finally going to show up on Sunday, B'les Breyer, you're going to have to make it a Mole. You're not going to be Makadosh L'mafreya. So why does the Gemara say the reason to be Machal Shabbos is so the Edom, so the Shluchim should be able to run afterwards? The reason you're Machal Shabbos is Poshut, otherwise you won't be able to be Makadosh Shabbos as Rosh Chodesh. You'll have to do it on Sunday. The Rambam is Marviach this because like the Rambam, even when they'll be showing up on Sunday, Avada, you're going to be Makadosh Shabbos, and then the Edom will go running afterwards. One last prat. Rabbi Elazar Bat Tzadik says that if it's loy nira bizmanoi and it's a mole, then you don't do kiddush achodesh because Shemayim was already makadoshit. So the shal is interesting. When was Shemayim makadoshit? Tosfos in Sanhedrin has one side. Shemayim was makadoshit already b'shas the moilad, which is doicha right away because then even on a chodesh choser, it's too late for Bezdin to be makadoshit. Shemayim was already makadoshit. So he says, Avada shekvaket shua Shemayim is that on day 31, Bezdin Shalmala was makadoshit. Frekta, like the Rambam, why was Bezin Shalmala Makadashit? There could still be a Kiddush L'mafreya. Like the Rambam, it's not set in stone yet. Why is it so Poshet Shekvar Kitshu Shamayim? The Shamayim Bezin also should not be Makadashit as a Mole yet. Because maybe the Bezin finally will accept Edom a few days later and then accept it. So what's so Poshet about Shekvar Kitshu Shamayim? The Mechaschinach Ret of them on Arat Cheshboinis. Good.